My book is out. I use my book so much, it's kind of...
Hi, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I would like to do a commentary on day 32. I'll read the verse again. It says, "You will keep in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal." Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. I had underlined those on that phrase, perfect peace. And I was reminded that peace is an inside job. It is only possible through Jesus. And I know that there is a little saying that I sometimes see on bumper stickers of believers, and it says, "No Jesus, N-O, no peace, N-O," and then it says K-N-O-W, "No Jesus, no peace." And so I can know that when I remember that I know Jesus and he knows me, then that's when the peace returns. And I have to remember, too, that God alone knows perfection. That verse says, keep in perfect peace. He knows perfection because he is the designer, and he also provides the power. And so he gave me Jesus so that I could know him better, God the Father. And he gave me the Spirit when I accepted Jesus so that I could have the power to do the things that he directs me to do. That second part of the verse says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast." And I have to be very, very careful to not let circumstances or conditions cause me to take my mind off of Jesus. I can easily get that way because I am aided and abetted by evil. The devil works by distractions. I have to remember to keep my mind in the right place, to keep my feet on the right path. And I do this by staying in the Word of God, by reading the Word of God, studying the Word of God, as someone said last week, praying the Word of God, memorizing the Word of God, and applying the Word of God. It says even in the Word of God, you know, I like the way it begins in John, "In the beginning was the Word," speaking of both Jesus and the what I learned about him in the Word, you know. And so in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so it is that wonderful mystery that we have God the Father, and we have God the Son, and we have God the Holy Spirit, but they all are one. And to for me to be able to have a deep understanding by focusing on who the Father gave in order for me to have an understanding of him, and also the Holy Spirit being given to have that power to live this life in this world at this time. In that verse it goes on, it says, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you." And then it repeats, it says, "Trust in the Lord forever." Trust, that's a biggie for me. And the Lord is unfailing, and but people will fail me, and also food will fail me too. Because see, I used to think that I don't even know if I even thought it, but I certainly lived my life as if I needed to put my trust in the food, because when things got really bad, I ran to the food. Like someone says, when normal people have a breakdown, like in their car breaks down, then they call the mechanic. Where for me, you know, I had to run to the refrigerator and do whatever Sometimes eventually I got to calling the mechanic, but a lot of times I would get lost in the food for quite a long time. And so my actions showed that I put my trust in the food and not in the Lord. I'm grateful that the Lord is forever dependable. He loves me, He guides me, He gives me true wisdom. Wisdom to live my life, and I am so grateful for Him. It says, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal. And as we were talking last week, and what the Bible is very clear about, we will all be here eternally. The choice is whether it's eternal life in the presence of the Lord or whether it is eternal damnation. And I'm grateful that for me, it is eternal life. And it is because I have accepted the gift that the Father gave. The Messiah was promised long, long, long ago in Genesis, way back in Genesis. I can see that even at the fall, that God had made a provision that He would take care of what man had messed up. And Jesus is the one who has been given as that sacrifice, as the perfect sacrifice to take care of what was broken. And so I'm grateful that I have an understanding of that, and I have given my life to the Lord, and I have that assurance that I have eternal life, and He is my rock eternal. And as I read in the Word, I can see the promises that are mine as a true child of the King. And as I learn to keep my mind on those promises, as I learn to stand firm in those promises, then I am able to have a steadfast mind, and I'm able to have a life that is truly second to none. And I'm also understanding how this life is eternal. I have eternal life, and that better things are yet to come. And I'm grateful for that. I would like to go on to the reading where it says a steadfast mind. It talks about when I was first getting abstinence, I learned the importance of focusing on the right thing. I can remember the people who taught me physical abstinence used to, at the meetings, they used to say positive pitches on abstinence, and that was new for me, because what they essentially were saying is that, yeah, you can share about, you know, your ins and your outs of things that are going on with you, but, you know, do not tear down that which is building us up, meaning the group, in terms of the physical abstinence. And that was an important lesson for me. I guess it's like what the world says, I don't bite the hand that feeds me. And so, again, the evil one would love for me to focus on things that are not right. And there are lots of things that are not right in this world. But I have to remember to keep my gaze repeatedly on the Lord, because whatever I gaze upon, eventually that's where my mind is going to go. And if my mind goes in the wrong direction, eventually I will go off on the wrong path. It also says in that paragraph, how can I stay abstinent today? That was one of the biggest lessons for me, was that 24-hour plan. There were many things that I could think about that could get me quite hungry. You know, I could sit and think, you know, oh, I can't possibly do this. I can't possibly do this next week. And forgetting that every day of abstinence helped to make me stronger in my resolve for the following day. And again, my thinking was off. And once I learned how to stay in the 24 hour, to take that 24 hour plan to stay abstinent today, it really made a big difference. There were many things that I didn't know. There's much still that I don't know. But I'm comforted nonetheless because God knows. God knows it all. And so as I stay very close to Him, as I walk very close to Him, as I abide in Him, that's what Jesus says, in His Word. He says that He is the vine and I am the branches. He says that a lot in John chapter 15, in that He keeps saying, abide in Me. And so as I stay very close to the Lord, and like I said, the best way for me to stay very close to Jesus is to stay in the Word of God. As I read the Bible, I see that every aspect of it points to Him. The Old Testament, again, points to why I needed Him. And it also tells about His coming. And the New Testament tells about Him. And it tells about the church, the believers who know Him, and things that I can learn. And even in the very last book of the Bible, it tells me what's going to happen when He returns. And so there's so much that I can learn by focusing on Him, focusing on the Word. And while doing that too, I learn a lot about living my day-to-day life. And so I'm grateful for that. In the second paragraph, it says, if I sow thoughts that are not fitting for one who is redeemed, eventually my feelings will be off. And I thought about the importance of quiet time. And this is really amazing because my story is, and I share this a lot, is that I came to know Jesus after I had been abstinent. Some people would do it, they know the Lord, and then they realize that something is off, and then they they become abstinent. And my experience was that I was in a church all my life, but I didn't know Jesus as Lord. And when I had trouble with the food, I eventually learned how to be abstinent, and then that clarity let me see that something was off. And I sought the Lord, and I found the Lord. The Lord found me, and I'm grateful, very grateful. But my point was that in the even before I knew the Lord, the importance of having quiet time was really hammered into me, just in terms of recovery alone, that I needed to have some time to get to know, and they used to call it a power greater than yourself. And I didn't know that power is Jesus, as I said, but the quiet time, I knew that if I did try to get quiet in the morning and spend some time at least reading the literature of the recovery that I knew of at the time, it helped my day. And so it's always curious to me that when Christians don't quite get that understanding of the importance of quiet time. Because even secular people who are in recovery understand how important it is to have right at the point of the day to remind themselves how important to keep their focus on their recovery. So as Christians, I know, as a Christian, oh my goodness, please don't let me go out into the world without spending time with the Lord. Because I know how the evil one works. He would just love to, tear me up. He tears me up anyway. He tries to anyway. Even with the time that I have spending in the Lord. So please let me try, let me dare not go out without having some time to regain my eternal perspective. That means for me, you know, doing some Bible study, some prayer, some memorizing scripture, some reflecting that I do by journaling in the planning of my day, because the same thing is true as well, is that let me go out without knowing what I'm doing, or at least have a sketch at what I'm doing in the day again, and I'll be off and running in my thinking, and eventually my feelings will be such that I'll be fit to tide. And so I don't want that to happen to me. The last point I just want to point out at the bottom of 99, it says that when my feelings are off, the question becomes, what lie am I believing? Lying is the devil's favorite pastime too. He likes lying, and so that's why I love, you know, in the Word of God it speaks about knowing the truth, that, you know, knowing the truth, and that truth will set me free. And again, that's why I stay in His Word. But I do thank you for allowing me to share on this reading.